AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. One intelligence analyst says the two men from Phoenix who were killed after a weekend attack on a Dallas-area Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest were likely do-it-yourself jihadists. Other counterterrorism experts also have doubts about claims by the Islamic State group that it is responsible for Sunday's shooting. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the administration itself is not yet ready to accept the Islamic State group's claim of responsibility.
This is still under investigation by the FBI and other members of the intelligence community to determine any ties or affiliations that these two individuals may have had with ISIL or other terrorist organizations around the world.
President Obama has chosen a top new officer for the Pentagon. National security correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Even as the military looks at cyber and space threats and shifts more attention to Asia, the president's nominating a veteran combat commander as his next Joint Chiefs chairman. General Joe Dunford faces a lot of challenges.
We have to keep training Afghan forces and remain relentless against Al-Qaeda. We have to push back against ISIL.
Dunford's the Marine Commandant and was the top coalition commander in Afghanistan before that. He'd succeed General Martin Dempsey, whose 4 years as chairman end in the fall. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The Obama administration has approved the first ferry service in decades between the U.S. and Cuba. Baja Ferries, which runs passenger service in Mexico, says it's gotten a license from the Treasury Department. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 index lost 25 points. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 142 points. The Nasdaq Composite fell 77 points. This is AP Radio News. Macy's is taking its flagship brand into the discount game.
Macy's calls its off-price entry Macy's Backstage. It will experiment with 4 stores in and around New York City, selling mostly clothing and home furnishings. They'll have 30,000 square feet of floor space, about the same as a TJ Maxx, but about a fifth the size of the average Macy's. The company has made a widely admired recovery from the depths of the recession, but since the economic collapse, it's seen many shoppers defect to discounters like TJ Maxx and Marshalls. Outlet versions of its sister store Bloomingdale's have been successful. Macy's says it will open one in Manhattan soon. But this will be the first discounter to carry the Macy's name. Warren Levinson, New York.
Disney shares are at an all-time high with a big year ahead at the movies. Its Marvel movie, Avengers Age of Ultron, is the second biggest domestic opening weekend of all time. And a new Star Wars movie is coming out this coming winter. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.